studio with us, we have a fellow Orange Radio reporter and foodie, that is Amira. She hosts the Amira's Hot Playlist, and just before us, and she loves baking. How was your show, girlfriend?
It was quite amazing. My the interview with Macy Tole was so much fun. Thank you again, May, for that donation that you gave us. How is your show going so far?
Awesome.
It's lekker.
From what age have you been baking, and why do you like it?
Well, my daddy is the baker in the family. My mommy can't bake to save her life. She can make food, but she can't bake. So when my daddy is baking, then I help him. So basically at the age of 6, because my daddy loves baking biscuits, so I'll be the one like putting in the stuff that needs to be in the middle, or decorating it when it needs to be decorated, like packing it in the boxes, like the buckies that we use to put our things. That is basically the age I got interested in baking. And then when I grew older and I started learning how to do stuff myself, and I started baking cakes, and I started baking biscuits, and started making puddings, and then I also started to make food. So let me rather tell you that I started actually baking at the age of 12, where I actually started baking my own things, and then my daddy and my auntie would just help me if I need it.
Are you ever gonna sell biscuits or anything here for us?
Sell it?
Like, or give us free?
Well, Wayne, Yolin, most of the staff already tasted my baking. So maybe next time I bake, then I bring for everyone. Then everyone can taste what I've baked for them.
So what's your favorite thing to bake so far?
Favorite thing? Well, I made it. The first time I made it was last year. It is a chocolate cheesecake, but you don't really bake it. You put it in the fridge. But it was a dark chocolate cheesecake. Now, I'm in love with dark chocolate. So that's my favorite thing to make. I also love to bake, I can't get to the name now, what is it called? These,
brownies.
Not brownies, cupcakes. Like cupcakes and then muffins. I love baking cupcakes and muffins because you can like add anything into it. Now I mainly add like chocolate chips, or maybe I have like pieces of nuts in it. So I love baking cupcakes and muffins.
Do you have any embarrassing stories when a recipe flopped?
Yes. I think it was my friend's birthday cake that I was making. True. And then it just went a huge flop. So I had to restart it again. And it was such a huge, difficult recipe because it was one of her favorite cakes. It was a red velvet cake. Now, I've never made a red velvet cake in my life, so I didn't know how to do it. So that was my first flop that I've ever had in my life.
Do you remember the first time you baked something? And if you do, what was it? Except for the biscuits.
No, I think the first time I actually baked was a biscuit. But the major thing that I've baked was a cake. But then I used the microwave instead of the oven, because you can get you can make microwave cake. So that's the first thing I've baked.
Oh, that's a recipe she told us. Like, you can.
Me.
Anything else you would like to say, or she?
She. Baking is a way of showing people what you can do with your hands. Because you're basically using your hands in order to bake things, in order to mix things. So you're telling a story with your hands in what you bake. I've heard that from someone who I've baked for, and be like, oh my word, your hands makes magic. And then they would tell me, Amira, you should teach me how to do this with your hands so I can also make some magic with my hands. And I'll be like, okay.
You can open a bakery.
I could. Yeah. I was thinking as that as a future career, but I mean like maybe on the side, I'll open a bakery with one of my friends who actually likes bake. None of my friends can bake. So I'll probably open one with my daddy. No, my sisters can't bake either. But they would help me in the kitchen. So hopefully in the future, they would know how to bake.
Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed by us. You know,
it was awesome interviewing you.